FM 90.3 WJTL Elevation Worship with Rattle Like Wood Music. Come to me. Skillet, Terrify the Dark. Good morning to you at 7:04.
If you or someone you know is on the hunt for a job, you can check out WJTL's job link online. New positions were just posted on our website. Just click the job link banner at WJTL.com to see the latest openings from businesses and organizations that support WJTL.
This morning, Melinda Clark is with us. She is the Executive Director of North Star Initiative. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, Fred. It's great to be with you.
We love having you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Absolutely. My husband, Jason, who kindly made my coffee this morning.
That was so nice of him to do that.
I know. Yeah. And our team, of course, at North Star. I just am so privileged to work with a fantastic group of women there.
And you're fairly new there. How long have you been there?
Since the beginning of the year.
That's awesome. Well, welcome. Tell us about North Star Initiative, if you would.
Absolutely. North Star is a nonprofit that has been in Lancaster County since 2011, and we exist to advocate for and support women who have experienced trafficking. Mm. We do that by providing education and advocacy in the community, helping people understand what trafficking is, how it looks, where it happens, because it's happening right here in our county. And then, just as significantly, we operate The Harbor, which is a home for women who have experienced trafficking. They can come to a safe place where they're cared for in the context of safe relationships, who are investing in them, letting them be well, and inviting them to have access to a 12-month program that focuses on healing from trauma and restoring the things that they lost in the experience of being trafficked. Mm.
You have a great story about a little girl who asked her mom what you were talking about at church. Can you share that with us?
Absolutely. So I am often have the privilege of sharing what we do. And I did that in church, always, of course, trying to be careful in what I share.
Sure.
So because we're in a public setting and it's a hard topic. And I know that there's a lot of darkness around this topic. And so I didn't share a lot. And the little girl went home and asked her mom, what was she talking about? What is this about? And as the mom gave more clarity and more details, the little girl, of course, was heartbroken, which is the only right response to understanding what is happening in the world around the issue of trafficking. And so the mom emailed to share this with me, and I felt bad for her daughter's grief. And she said, no, what came out of that is that now she prays for you every day, prays for you by name, that you can do the work you do, prays for the women that you serve, that they're able to get to you and be healed. And that has just been such a gift. The people that reach out to say, we're praying for you, and we're aware that this work is hard and holy, and there's one little girl this morning that is doing that for us.
And on those hard days, that's you need to hear that. Right. You need to be reminded of that.
Yes.
You guys have an event coming up that you want to invite us out to.
Yes, everyone. I hope that everyone who is hearing this looks it up. On October 20th, and we have our annual event. We call it the Tapas Shindig. It is a fun evening. It's going to be in a beautiful place this year at Foundry 48. Great food. And the most significantly, coming into the room with a group of people from the community, all of whom share the passion to see trafficking end in our generation, which I believe we can do.
Yeah.
The more knowledge and passion and commitment that we have coming together to make it end and to ensure that those who have been so devastated by its effects have access to healing like North Star offers.
Right.
So we are coming together October 20th. You can find information about that on our website at northstarinitiative.org. Look under the events tab. Get your tickets. Would love to see everyone there. We'll just mingle out in the parking lot if we run out of room, Fred.
There you go. And where is Foundry 48? Where's that at?
In Lititz.
Lititz. Okay. Check it out online, northstarinitiative.org. That's coming up October 20th, Foundry 48. We'll talk more of that coming up with Melinda, so stick around. Steve Curtis Chapman is next.